And now, James Gravel.
When it comes to evil, pain, and suffering, someone might argue that God could prevent the misuse of our freedom of choice and therefore simultaneously prevent the suffering that accompanies it. No, He could not if He wanted to preserve man's freedom of choice. In this case, God purposely chooses to limit one of His divine traits, His all-powerful nature, so that He can grant mankind freedom of choice and thereby exercise two of His other divine attributes, love and benevolence. John 3:16 tells us that God loves us and that He wants only the best for us. Jeremiah wrote on God's behalf, "I know the thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil." Jeremiah 29, verse 11. From the moment God created mankind until the instant that each of our souls returns to Him, Jehovah has been and always will be our God. Moses wrote on God's behalf, "When you are in distress and all these things come upon you, when you turn to the Lord and obey His voice, for the Lord is a merciful God, He will not forsake you or destroy you." Deuteronomy 4, verses 30 and 31. If we are unable to find God, we must realize that it is not God who has moved. He is forever the same, the one with whom is no variation, neither shadow that is cast by turning. James 1, verse 17. So let us make up our minds to return to Jehovah by obeying His word as found in the Bible. The more we obey God, the less sin we will have in our lives. And the less sin we have, the less misery and suffering we will bring on ourselves. In 1 Peter 3, verses 10 through 12, Peter wrote, "He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him speak peace and pursue it." Interestingly, even unbelievers concede the point that if a person sins, he or she will suffer.